Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, I'm Chingitan, and you're listening to Ching Positive Podcast, where I aim to equip you to become wealthy and debt-free, teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Let's get into the episode.
Hi there, this is Chingitan, also known as Mr. Ching Positive. Thank you and welcome to this wonderful episode of our podcast. And today in our podcast, we have invited, a well-known expert at the same time, one of the most respected financial guru at the same time. I can say already, not only that he can really teach about finances, but he's also really, I can say, a great economist. He understand how the market works at the same time, how finances work, despite of the, political situation, diba, economic crisis, kung paano nagre-respond ang market. So without further delay, let us welcome Rampmer, founder and syempre CEO, no other than Mr. Rex Mendoza. Come on, Rex. Maraming salamat, ha, Rex, for granting this opportunity. So as we all know, Rex, we can say that this is one of the most unprecedented election, no? Over, I think, how many million? A lot of people really went out to vote. And right now, after the election is done, so may I ask, how does an election affect the economy at the same time? Definitely the market in terms of the stock market. Can you please enlighten us?
Well, Chinky, the normal impact on the Philippine economy is always positive for any presidential election. And I say this from the time of Fidel Ramos and then all the presidents up till today. If you're going to see the economy, it always benefits from the somehow the velocity of money. You know, people spend, people advertise. There's so much activity during elections. So every election is a positive. Now, there are times when it takes, you know, a bit of a few months before the market really, you know, follows through and rise. But for most part, right after the election, there should be some bit of optimism. So that is only the only election that went against the grain was Joseph Estrada's election. 3 months, 6 months into the election or after the election, it was negative. However, after a year, you know, Arap's presidency, Arap's administration was able to recoup that. So all I can say without batting an eyelash, all elections 1 year after will be a plus for the market. It will now depend on what the administration does because, you know, the immediate impact is all a matter of, you know, character. It's all a matter of sentiment. But eventually, the market will always go down to fundamentals. Markets will always go down to, you know, the prospects of the companies, how much they're going to earn. You know, after the dust clears, people go back to numbers.
So, ang ibig mo sabihin, definitely, let's talk about yung sa economy, no? Yung sa pre. Maraming kasing perang lumabas, di ba? Mga kampanya, makikita natin na nag-mobilize ang tao, napasweldohan, bumili ng mga t-shirt. Tapos ano, so umikot talaga yung pera sa ekonomiya. Yan ang ibig mong sabihin. Am I right?
Yes. There is a lot of activity. Lalo na tayo, di ba? Nangyari sa atin, sabay na sabay dun sa lifting ng mga quarantine protocols. Remember, about 2 years, there's almost no active part of that economy dahil nasa bahay tayo. Tama-tama nung election, na humupa na yung Omicron, yung COVID. So it was also a time when people were going out. I don't think we had the kind of foot traffic in the Greenbelt and the Glorieta malls, you know, before this pink you know, rally that happened in Makati, no? Sabay-sabay yan. So, and it's not only that, you know, BBM's rally also in the Soler area. I'm sure nakinabang ang SM Molobesia dyan. So, all of these things, and you're right, it's not just the t-shirts, it's not just the merchandise, it's everything. The professional side becomes pretty active. So, lahat ng perang yan is in the economy, and they get mobilized, and there is what we call velocity. So, umiikot yan. And that's the reason why almost every election year, maganda ang resulta for our business and economy.
Okay, now, right now, sige, ngayon, post-election na siya, no? As of right now, we are recording this on May 12. Wala pa naman na-declare talaga na formally. Parang duly elected pa lang. They're still counting, no? So right now, I made some research. Totoo ba to na in the past, in 92, sa Ramos, kay Erap, kay Gloria, tapos kay Pinoy, that's 92, 98, 2004, and 2010, after the election, yung stock market responded positively. Is this correct to say that? 92, 98, 2004, and 2010. Yung in terms of nag-positive agad yung ano, pagkatapos, kasi nga, peaceful lang election, tapos okay naman yung transition, tapos ang nangyari, naging positive agad yung respond ng market. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, it's very true. Pero kailangan sabihin natin ganito, no? I will really have to discuss the details, di ba? Kaya positive lahat yan kasi peaceful eh. Maganda yung transition. And there is no untoward incident which is outside the Philippines. Mm. Like for example, zero in ako dun sa lahat ng sinabi mong presidente, totoo yun. But let's look at ERAP. Yung kay ERAP, immediate response was positive. Pero after a while, dire-diretsong pababa. In three months after the election, mababa na yung market. But is that ERAP? I don't think so. If you remember, kasabay niya yung Asian financial crisis kasi, di ba?
Yeah.
So I cannot blame that all on ERAP na bumaba after 3 months. Ito, sinasabi ko din, you know, I wrote a letter to our ka-RFFs. Alam mo naman kami, Chinky, sa Rampver Financials. Meron kaming Rampver Financials friends na kung lahat nagtatanong. So immediately, a day after the election, sumulat agad ako. Kasi bakit ko sinabi yan, ano? Nung Friday, bagsak ang Dow Jones. Monday, bagsak ang Dow Jones. So, we're not looking at the Philippines alone. Globally, ang regional market, China was down, Japan was down, Europe was down. So, it's the official tayo ng Lunes. So, yung dalawang araw na down ng global market, syempre, pag trade natin ng Tuesday, yung negative impact nun, kasabay ng election. So, I can't blame that on who was leading or who was somehow touted to be the next president. Nasabayan yun ng talagang negative na global outlook for equities. So it is not him. It is not even the Philippines alone. It's global. Alam mo ba yung binagsak ng Dow Jones was over 1,000 points. So over 1,000 points over the weekend. And it has been going down since last week. So hindi ko yan ina-attribute. In fact, I'll tell you, we opened Tuesday down 200 plus points. Eventually, nung natapos yung araw, 38 points na lang. So, you know, there was a bit of a whiplash within the day. And again, follow through, kahapon, down ulit. Pero hindi pa rin kasi nagre-recover yung global markets. I hope today, medyo we can see a little uptick. So, you know, if you're going to be looking at it, there's so many factors. It's not just the Philippine elections.
So in other words, guys, ha, yung mga nakikinig ngayon at syempre nanonood na rin, no? It's important that we need to have the right context. Kasi sometimes, nagiging emotional tayo and then nakafocus lang tayo sa micro. Pero hindi natin nauunawaan na ang stock market specifically, kung naka-invest ka, hindi ka lang affected by the local market, what's happening locally, but also globally. Is that right?
Alam mo, Chinky, that is what a lot of people are missing. Kasi, syempre, alam mo na, let's just say, ito naman ang talagang totoo, no? There's a portion of our population that feels so bad and are very emotional with the results. Syempre, lalo na pag ikaw yung nasa side ng talunan, talagang wala tayong magagawa. So, somehow, I would beg to disagree with a lot of these posted on social media na, yan, tingnan nyo, yan ang nangyari. Kaya nanalo yung presidente sa kabila, yung kalaban, bumagsak yung market. I'm not gonna do that. And I'm going to be looking at many factors. And I'll tell you what has driven that. Number one, syempre yung Russia-Ukraine war, nandyan pa din yan. So we're not even talking about down yung market nung Tuesday. We're also talking about down yung market for the last 2 weeks. There is a rise in commodity prices, inflation is spiking, and the U.S. 10-year interest rates are really skyrocketing. Kasi yung inflation ng Amerika, nag-breach ng 8%. Can you imagine, ha? Tayo, nagugulat na tayo. We're over 4%, approximately 5%. Eh, ang Amerika nasa 8%. So, talagang sila, nagtumble yung market nila. And alam mo naman, pag nagtatumble yung market ng US, apektado buong mundo. Eh. So, nasabayan natin. So, I cannot say that is all about our elections. Minsan po, sometimes, ha, sorry to say this, we give our country and ourselves too much credit for things. Alam mo, ang totoo, Chinky, yung buong mundo, like if you're a global investor, talagang babantayan mo yung Philippine politics? Babantayan mo ba talaga yung Philippine elections? We're just a speck in their global portfolio, di ba?
Totoo.
Ayaw, ano dyan, yung talagang nangyari, global, ano yan, global impact yan ng maraming mga economic fundamentals.
Tama. Alam nyo, may kasabihan nga, being as a student of economy at the same time investing, may kasabihan sila, when America sneezes, the whole world catches the cold. But they forgot, no? When China, okay, had COVID, no, it affected the whole world. Mas matindi ang China. Well, anyway, ito lang, no? Yung talagang, guys, again, if you want really to be an intelligent investor and investing your hard-earned money, kailangan maunawaan natin dito. Again, I've learned this from masters like si Rex. You cannot invest with emotions, but you got to learn how to invest with fundamentals, with understanding when to go in and when to go out. O sige, let's talk about this na naman. O sige, anong dapat ang diskarte ng isang Rex Mendoza in this transition? O anong dapat gawin?
Alam mo, minsan may biro akong sinasama dito, Chinky. And you probably heard this from me, di ba? Minsan, alam mo, yung magagaling na presidente, hindi naman ako yumaman sa mga yun eh. Yung mga volatile na markets, actually, dun yung mayaman ng mga marurunong, di ba? Kasi the volatility gives you chances for opportunities eh. Yung actually, nung Tuesday, ang opportunity noon when the market was overdoing it, you know, we can pick up good value stocks and say, you know, keep them over a period of time. Matalam natin, babalik yan. Eh, within the day, bumalik na eh. So, meron ng income for the day, hindi ba? But, come to think of it, dapat, ang unang-una talaga, ang advice namin sa lahat, don't panic. You know, you have to step back. And tamang-tama yung sinabi mo. Never be, you know, enamored by your emotions. Never be controlled by your emotions. Because emotions are the last thing that you want to be a driver for your decisions. Eh. You know, fear can cloud your rationality. Di ba? So, pag nagkamali ka at emotion ang ginamit mo, aba, eh, talagang pagkikitaan ka ng mga marurunong sa paligid mo. So, number one, do not panic. Number two, think about why you're doing this. Think about why you're investing. Di ba we're investing because we want to achieve financial goals? What has your presidency got to do with your financial goals? 6 years yung presidential term. And yung financial goals mo, paaralin ng anak mo, pagre-retire mo. All of these are longer than 6 years for many of us, di ba? So, investing for our goals will tell us, teka lang, the environment is something to consider, but the more important thing is internal. Your goals, di ba? And how you are going to achieve them despite of whatever environment is in front of you. Number three, syempre, as you are doing here, alam mo, syempre, I tip my hat to you, Chinky. Gumagawa ka ng mga ganitong podcast because, again, ang swerte ng mga listeners at audience mo eh. Bakit? Hindi na sila kailangan mag-research. Ikaw na ang gumagawa for them, diba? By interviewing people like us and drawing the information that we already have. Pero yun ang number three. Know what's happening. You know, be rational enough to look at the fundamentals, to look at the data, because eventually it will boil down to that. Diba? And then number four, always look at a review of your portfolio. Kasi di ba, okay, may pangyayaring ganyan. ano dapat ngayon ang portfolio mo, di ba? Ano ngayon ang dapat pwede mong palitan or dapat pwede mong pasukin, di ba? Like for example, I'm saying, hindi nga yung election eh. It's more of inflation is an issue. Commodity prices is an issue. So how do you now change your portfolio in response to that? So you have to be dynamic also in doing this. And syempre, amidst all of that, and in the final analysis, kailangan, di ba? Kailangan talagang, you know, sorry to say this, but the spirituality still has to go back there. Talagang kailangan grounded pa rin tayo. Teka lang, di ba? Parang, you know, think about this. God will always have a plan that you cannot understand. Okay? God has a plan that you cannot understand. So maybe, for the most part of it, maybe we also have to seek His guidance and align with Him. Diba? Ganun dapat yun. Talagang for all intents and purposes, it boils down to that. So, yun ang amin. Huwag kang padalos-dalos sa decision mo because fear will have its way of making you react negatively, react ineffectively.
Galing naman. Nako. Guys, no, it really pays to listen to people who are really wise. See, Mr. Rex Mendoza is not only a good communicator, but he is really a well-informed and a wise communicator. From the things that I've learned from you right now, number one, you just need to do the opposite. When you say, especially in downtime, some people say you do BTD. Ang BTD, hindi to BTS, okay? Yung buy the dip, di ba? So, kasi ang ganda ng opportunity, just like what you mentioned, namili na kayo ng stocks, no? Tapos, and then, yun nga, ni-expect nyo na mag-grow siya, pero hindi nga lang nag-grow after a few weeks, within a few hours, nag-profit na. And then, number two, pinakamaganda na sinabi mo talaga, that gives me really comfort talaga. Ultimately, many are the plans in a man's heart, but in the end, it's God's plan that prevails. Diba? In terms of, God has given us the spirit of faith, not the spirit of fear. Diba? Ultimately, the next president, or let's say the economy, the stock market will go up and down, no? They will make mistakes, but ultimately God is still in control. Tama. Kaya nga, it only reveals to anyone who's listening to you right now. If you are right now uncertain, you're thinking about packing up and leaving already, marami ako naririnig ng mga ganun eh. Alam mo, ultimately, kahit saan ka pumunta, si Lord pa rin ang sandigan natin eh. Hindi naman ang ekonomiya, hindi naman yung mga namumuno lang. Yes, may factor yan. But ultimately, the biggest factor is the big G, and that is God. So, one final question na lang, Rex, no, that will help us. Talagang we're really eager, especially as investors, no, in the stock market. Can you please give us some industries that we should really be looking out right now?
No matter what's happening, no, there would be companies that will be very profitable. At alam na natin yan, no? I'm even looking at, you know, the fact that COVID is already simmering down, di ba? Ano yung mga badly battered stocks ng mga kumpanya na tinamaan because of COVID? Number one, the real estate companies. Yung malalaking mall, SM, Ayala Land, we discounted their stock prices because their malls were closed. And the malls were a big part of their business. Ngayon, March pa lang ha, ang malls ngayon back to 80% of foot traffic before the pandemic. And I'm looking at April, kasagsagan ng kampanya, April, I'm sure, April, May, June, summer, aakyat ang mobility, aakyat ang mga numbers ng taong papasok sa mall. So, yung diniscount natin in the last 2 years are going to be, again, net earners for these companies. So, I will be looking at those companies to be doing better. Kasi yung retail, sabi ko nga, Chinky, medyo kumalat yung pera eh. So, definitely, makikita mo, ang daming laman ng Jollibee all around the country, ha? Diba? Ang daming laman ng mga fast food chains na yan. So, maybe you can even look at Max's, Pizza, yung mga ganyan na stocks natin. Kasi yan, magbe-benefit yan. Number two, may continuously profitable firms like the telcos, for example. Diba? Globe with GCash, PLDT with Paymaya, and alam mo naman, ang Pinoy, kahit sino pa manalong presidente, nakabound sa social media. So tuloy-tuloy ang kita ng mga telcos na yan. So I think these are the sectors to look at. Now, as we say that, syempre, tatamaan commodity prices and inflation. So there would be stocks that will be struggling. Yung mga factors of production nila aakyat, oil is up. So syempre, yung mga manufacturing, yung mga medyo like, ako na, didiretsuhin ko na, kaya Monde, medyo mababa ngayon. Dahil ganyan, di ba? Medyo lumiliit yung margins nila because of what's happening outside. So, alam nyo, yung nangyayari, either mabiyayaan yung company or ma-challenge yung company. So, syempre, as an investor, doon ka sa nabibiyayaan, yung iwas muna tayo doon sa tinatamaan. Although, again, much of all this, no, yung sinabi ko kanina, let's be cognizant of opportunities. Like I said, you know, yung mga presidenteng probably kinikriticize ng marami, eh yun ang minsan nagdadala ng volatility, yun ang minsan nagsusurface ng opportunity. So you also have to be the look in the lookout sa opportunities because at times it can be overdone. So pag yung, kunyari, kahit sabihin na natin yung Monde, masyadong binenta niyan, abi, teka lang, eh, hindi naman magsasara yan, eh, napakalaking kumpanya niyan. Tsaka as we're saying this, I'm not saying they're losing money. Lumit yung margin. So, when times change, that margin can go back and the consumer base can reward them later on. So, bantayan nyo lang yung times na yun. So, kailangan po, medyo nakatutok din tayo. But is this, that eventually, it's not a winning president or a losing president or an election that will dictate the direction of our investment. It is us. It is what we do, and for most part, many of it would be the internal factors we need to contend with.
Thank you, thank you. Siguro one final lang, I just like to make a follow-up, no? Because a lot of people right now, since you mentioned already property, a lot of people are looking at REIT right now, yung REIT investment. Can you say that this will be a good time for people to invest in REIT right now? Since, yun nga, you're referring to malls, rentals, eh kasama yan dun eh.
Yeah, Chinky, yeah, I probably have to mention that kasi alam nyo, bumaba din ang mga REITs eh. Because of yun nga, umakyat ang interest rate. So, syempre, there's a shift towards safer havens, bumaba yung presyo ng REIT. But remember, REITs cover properties that are buildings, offices, yun nga, may malls. Sa tingin mo, magkano magpatayo ngayon nun? Because of all the inflation and factors of production, labor, semento, salamin, lahat yan mahal. So pag magbagong opisina, pag magtatayo ka ng bagong mall, mas mahal na. Ito pa ng REIT nito, binibili mo at a discount actually. Because they are in effect, one, cash flow generators because you have regular dividends, and good REITs, ha? But two, they are also inflation hedges because they are into properties. So kahit paano, medyo secure tayo dyan. But again, Chinky, while hindi mo na itanong, gusto ko lang sabihin talaga na, okay, again, I will have to clarify this. I am no BBM fan, but I'm just telling a lot of people, it's not necessarily who you're supporting, who won or who lost, that will dictate the future of your investment. It is what you do. Pero teka lang, bantayan natin. Ako, titingnan ko, who will be in his cabinet? Ano ba yan? Best and the brightest ba yan? Or patronage politics yan ulit? Because that will dictate the economy 2-3 years down the road. A few months, but 2-3 years down the road. Sino ang nasa economic team niya? Kasi, Chinky, kahit papano natin pulaan si President Duterte sa kanyang mga iba't ibang policy, antigas ng economic team niyan. You know, bilib ako kay Sunny Dominguez, kay Ben Jokno, kay Carl Chua. Kahit ano nangyaring pandemya, kahit paano, that was well managed. Well, compared to the health side, mas maganda yung management ng economic team. So I want to see the economic team of BBM. Number three, GOCCs. Di ba? Sino magli-lead ng malalaking institution? GSIS, SSS, PhilHealth. Sino mag-head niyan? Yan ang mga babantayan natin. Tsaka siyempre, hindi naman ganun kaklaro yung plataforma ng election. And you know, while the people on the other side are saying, wala man siya nasabi siya eh, nagkaisa, magkapagkakaisa, puro unity lang. Walang platform. Alam niyo po, sa Pilipinas, hindi naman binoboto yung platform. Hindi, pag platform ang pinag-uusapan, Chinky, hindi yan naiintindihan ng masa. sa yung unity, pagkakaisa, yun ang tumatatak sa kanila eh. Kahit walang nasabing marami, but it goes to their heart. That's why the simplicity of it, I think it's a big plus. Again, it's all about marketing. So ngayon, gusto kong makita what will be the economic policy, what will be the foreign policy, what would be the governance policy. Kailangan, syempre, nakaupo ka na, hindi na yan kampanya. So yun ang babantayan ko. And lastly, paano pa din i-address yung current concerns? Hindi pa naman tapos ang COVID eh. Sumisipa ang interest rate. Umaakyat ang inflation. Ano kayang gagawin nila? So yan, immediate yan. Di ba? Yan ba? Eh, basta-basta follow through lang ng programa ng nagdaang administrasyon or may mga bago silang ilalabas para, you know, in a way, address other concerns that are plaguing the country. So, babantayan natin, sisilipin natin lahat yan. And as a fundamental, you know, investor, fundamentally focused investor, these are the things that will dictate prices. These are the things that will dictate performance. Hindi po emotions like Chinky said.
Wow, grabe naman. Ito na nga, mga friendship, as we end this podcast, I just like to tell you, pag hindi pa tayo natuto, number one, hindi pa tayo tumalino, hindi pa nadagdagan ang ika nga talino sa ating isipan after all the great information that Rex no have shared. Hindi ko na alam. So I'm really so overwhelmed. Really so overwhelmed. Yung sinasabi mo nga, yung economic policy, yung nomination in the cabinet, and then at the same time addressing the ano concerns, these are really well sounded, ano, and I hope and pray that you'll be part of the cabinet or the economic. Hindi talaga, Rex, talagang ano eh, again, I really look up to you, not because you're taller than me but you are really a great asset to the financial community. You are really a great asset to our country, and I hope that you will continue to do and spread the good news with others. Talking about that, no, a lot of people, especially after hearing you, will become a fan of yours. Number one, where they can get in touch with you, and number two, I know Rampver is an organization that helps people to grow their money responsibly. So please also tell them where can they get in touch with you. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Chinky. Well, first of all, sasabihin ko lang, you know, we can help naman without being in government, no? So siguro, like you, this advocacy of helping our fellow men, our countrymen, would be close to my heart. So siguro, on the private sector side, we can do many of these things, no? Kasi sabi nga natin, ang talagang problema naman ng bansa, you know, is really more of the culture, eh? More of the behavior and the attitude. So makakatulong tayo dyan. We don't have to be in government kasi natatakot ako dun sa endorsement mo. Baka nga marinig, mahirap na. Diba? I'd rather be a private person. In fact, ang mga kamag-anak ko, ang family ko, are into politics and I'm the only one not into it, my wife and I. But anyway, so kami po sa Rampver Financials, no? You know, para dun sa may mga gustong magtanong, meron pong info@rampver.com. You know, info@rampver.com, email us, get in touch with us. But we are, you know, we have a YouTube channel, Rampver Financials. You can follow us. There are a lot of videos there that you can learn from. Again, the fundamentals, the life and personal growth development inputs and advice. No? We're also into Facebook. Siyempre, Rampver Financials pa rin po. And we have a website, you know, try to check out Rampver Financials. No? Rampver.com, ang aming pong website. So, marami pong outlets kung saan kami makikita. And again, we would like to welcome you to our fold. We'd like to, ano, hindi naman po kailangan maging kliyente kayo to be a Rampver Financial friend. RFF, yung mga sinasabi natin ka-RFF, no? And again, I would probably take this opportunity, Chinky, to thank you. Kasi alam mo, ikaw naman talaga ang front runner sa lahat ng ating mga nasa advocacy dito sa area na to. And it is my honor and privilege to always be with you, to be invited by you. At nagpapasalamat ako because, quite frankly, si Chinky po, napakalaki ang naitulong sa amin, sa akin, at sa aming kumpanya.
Okay, maraming salamat, Rex Mendoza. Thank you very much for tuning in for this another wonderful and educated podcast. As you all know, our goal natin is to help people to become wealthy and debt-free. And I hope that you will keep on patronizing this podcast. And please don't forget to subscribe, like, and share. This Chinkitan saying, to every problem, there's always a solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Always think positive. Bye.
Hi, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Chink Positive Podcast. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you want to keep on growing and stay inspired, follow us on wherever you're listening to this podcast and share it with friends. Have a good day and always chink positive.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.